I've got to be honest, I think they can say they had people missing as well, and I understand it, but I think in our position, to put that performance in was incredible. I really did. We worked our absolute socks off. We played some good football. I just thought it was a proper team performance. You know what? It was a Dagenham performance. So that's extra pleasing, if I'm honest. Extra pleasing. We didn't come here and sit back and soak up pressure for 90 minutes. You know, we tried to attack. We tried to move the ball. We tried to pass the ball. We played with great energy, great enthusiasm and skill. And I thought it was, I thought it was a first class performance from the first minute to the last. I really do.
Defensively, you're missing Scott Doe today. Staunton and Robson, I think, did a great job. Robson, not very big, but no, he reads the game, doesn't he?
Robson's a good player, he really is. And Josh has done ever so well. But, you know, for us, because we're young anyway, Doe is a miss. And because of that, we've had to change around a little bit. We've had to change our fullbacks again. We've had to put Lingy in, who's not really ready. But, you know, I can't ask for more today. It was a really top-class performance from everybody.
Half-time, 0-0, anybody's game. It looked like it was going to take, you know, one goal would do it.
Yeah.
Nice, classy pass and a lovely finish from Corey Whiteley.
It was a great pass and it was a terrific finish. It really was. You know, really, really... I thought it was cold and calculated finish. I really did. And I thought, you know, I did. I thought we deserved that. You know, I look at it like this. They're going to be there or thereabouts. There's no doubt about that. We played Tranmere last week. They're going to be there or thereabouts. We've played Lincoln. They're going to be there or thereabouts. We have favourable results against a better team, so I'm really pleased.
Whiteley, having scored that goal, then tried a glory one as John Steele's just recovering from all the excitement. Maybe should have passed to somebody, but you can't blame a striker.
No, absolutely, because you know what? I've been training. He scores from unbelievable angles. He's a very talented kid, you know, and I don't blame him at all. He's a goal scorer, wants to score goals.
So onwards and upwards again?
Onwards.